What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pete Alonso, who is the Mets' new home run king. Sustained power prowess for homegrown Pete Alonso, delivering last night 2 home runs to take that lead from Daryl Strawberry as the Mets' all-time home run leader. And we talk about it. You know, moving it forward, I just don't see, it's not just reacting to last night, it's reacting to the offseason, reacting to the big year Pete has had, the down year Vientos has had, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. coming off the board. There are a lot of reasons for it. The Mets, you know, having success this year with Pete being the primary reason for that success. I don't see how Steve Cohen, regardless of what David Stearns thinks, I don't see how Steve Cohen can let Pete Alonso walk at the end of the year.
Well, I don't see it that way, unfortunately. And, you know, you've heard this, the expression, when people show you who they are, believe them. I would take it a step further. When people show you what they're thinking, believe them. And to me, the thought process from a Mets organization perspective has been pretty clear. They like Pete. I don't know if they want to marry Pete, because if they wanted to marry Pete, they've had many opportunities to do so, even though Pete turned down some contracts. I get that as well. And, you know, once that contract extension was turned down, whatever it was, 158 or 160, whatever the exact number was from Pete's perspective, it really set in a chain of events in motion that has complicated what should be so freaking easy. I mean, you draft the kid, I think it was second round. It was the first, I think it was second out of Florida. Whatever, you draft him very early. And he develops right away, and he rewards you right away. And he is low maintenance. He's a good guy. He's a big-time, prolific, prodigious home run hitter. He's got deficiencies. I get that. And I've talked about it as much as anybody. But that should have been a done deal years ago. And because it wasn't, for different reasons, I think it complicates it now. Sentiment will win out maybe to an extent, like it did a year ago, by him being brought back on February 12th, which is pretty late. It's not gonna win out to the point that Met fans are hoping in this, you know, 5-6 year commitment. Pete can retire, 500 bombs. I think it's gonna be a series of short commitments. Pete might get tired of that. And if the production drops off, the Mets might say, we're good.
Yeah, we're going to see what the market is. I'm sure the Mets will let the market dictate things. I just feel like all this stuff, homegrown guy, the record, the potential chase of 500 down the road, I would think that that would be more appealing to certainly for the Mets fans. And Steve Cohen is going to listen to his fans. I just have a hard time thinking he's going to walk. Now, before we move on, and we're going to get back to your Alonso calls here, 888-808-1019. We should mention the Mets are going to be honoring Pete tonight with a special ceremony ahead of the game. Hoff, you said what time they got to be in their seats?
6:40.
6:40, so be in your seats at 6:40 ahead of the game tonight with the Mets and the Braves. Some football here. I don't know if you saw this little tidbit, and you're probably not going to like it.
Is this Malik Nabers or something with the Jets?
Something with the Jets.
Okay.
NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Real fast, how much do I have to brace for this?
I'd say maybe 50%. Could be a precursor.
Okay.
Sauce Gardner held out of practice today due to calf soreness. Team is still evaluating the injury.
I'm okay. I know why you say precursor calf generally tied into the Achilles.
It's Sauce Gardner, dude. Like,
no, I understand.
I mean, a calf is a calf regardless, but...
I get that. Not as worried as you thought I would have been.
Okay.
You know,
I'm not trying to make a bigger deal, no, but when you say he's held out of practice, calf soreness, you're right. I'm thinking calf, Achilles.
Calf strain. You know, I think this has been a much tougher camp under Aaron Glenn. A lot of hitting. Now, if he doesn't play Saturday, you know, I'm still not incredibly concerned. I would, listen, here's my timeline as I hear this news and process in real time.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not worried at all. I mean, I wish there was no news on Sauce's calf strain, but not worried now. If he doesn't play Saturday, I'll be disappointed just because I want to watch him play against the Giants, right? If he's not practicing early next week, even if it's somewhat limited, which then tells me, all right, he's back on track and he's good, then I would be worried.
Brian Costello just tweeted, Aaron Glenn won't say if the starters will play Saturday. Quote, the plan is the plan. So Glenn is not committing to whether the starters are going to play or not.
Of course they're going to start.
On Saturday. Well, I mean, he's not committing to it.
Well.
The plan is the plan. Okay, well, we'll see what that is. But yes, I mean, he's certainly, can't imagine Sauce is going to be playing on Saturday. If he's out of practice today with the calf strain, wouldn't you be? Anybody, see, I'm all for playing the starters. But anybody that's got any kind of an issue whatsoever, yes. I would not play.
I totally agree. See, because think of it. There's multiple things that are at stake here. You know, both Jets and Giants, but specific to Sauce here with the Jets. You know, you got guys trying to make a team. They got to play, all right? You've got an offensive line that's trying to gel, which I think has a chance to, as I said many times, to be. I think the Jets' O-line could be top 10, and I think that could be a little conservative. If you told me at the end of the day the Jets have a top 7 O-line, I wouldn't say you're nuts. So you want them to get some meaningful reps when there's people in the stadium. That helps a little bit accelerate that development. But the other thing, too, is like when you want to get a culture going here, you can't bypass the little tiny steps that good organizations could. The Niners, doesn't matter what they do. Ravens, doesn't matter what they do. Eagles, doesn't matter what they do right now. It does matter what the Jets and the Giants still do during the summer. It does.
And I think Glenn's doing it the right way. I just would be... You know, like you said, you never want to have these injuries pop up. But, you know, if it were an elbow, maybe even an ankle, I'd be like, all right, well, whatever. Sore ankle for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. The calf worries me. We saw this exact thing. I know Rodgers is different, older body. We've seen this with other players before.
Yep.
But with Rodgers, it was the calf at first. And then that obviously led to the blown Achilles. So, and we've seen the Achilles become such a frequent injury here.
7 in the NBA a year ago. 7.
That's what I mean. So I don't know what's going on, but that would have me concerned. A player that's going to be cutting as quickly as much as Sauce Gardner is, you know, and running all over the field now too, not just being tied to one side of the field defensively, and as important a player as Sauce Gardner is for the Jets defense, which is kind of getting overlooked a little bit because I think everybody's focusing on the offensive line, running the football, Justin Fields, Aaron Glenn. We don't talk about the Jets defense as much, certainly as we have the last several years. Sauce is a huge part of that.
He is, and I thought he was awful a year ago, certainly by his standards. I thought he was not locked in. I thought he was soft, and that's why I was calling him Soft Gardner.
Yeah.
I was, and but I think that he is a supremely, basically like all-time gifted player. You needed the right guy here. Now he's a little bit light, so he's never going to be an elite tackler, but at least he's got to be a willing tackler, which you saw a little snippet against Green Bay. He threw his pads and threw his body around a little bit. You know, it's funny, too, because I agree. He's great, and I think that the Jets' defense could be fantastic this year, whether it's Sherwood, whether it's Quincy, whether it's Q. I mean, whether it's I was just in baseball mode, so I'm not even thinking of all the names right now. You get Jermaine Johnson back. I mean, the Jets' defense could be very, very, very good. But I do think with this rash of Achilles injuries, like the Achilles used to be an old man's injury. That's it. The old man injury, playing Sunday basketball pickup. Or the 37-year-old NBA player hanging on by a thread or whatever it might be. I don't know what it is. Somebody needs to do a much more specific study, a real deep dive, because the Achilles injuries, it's not quite an epidemic, but it is very different than it used to be.
So not reason to panic yet.
No.
Concern as it pertains to the Jets and Sauce Gardner. By the way, we did the three random questions before. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three Random Questions is sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit InjuryLawyer.com. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Back to the Pete Alonso stuff. Ralph is in Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
You know, I hate golf too, Sal. And you know something? I've tried to enjoy playing golf the four or five times I've been on the course. It's just not going to happen. And Francesa is surprisingly a good golfer. I mean, he shocked me how he can swing on a golf course, but nevertheless.
What did he shoot? If you're shooting a 119 and Mike's shooting a 101, Mike's better than you,
no,
but is Mike
just,
good?
No, I wasn't playing with him. Yeah. I just watched him play. Also, yeah.
Where did you watch him play?
Was he on TV?
I don't even know. Long time ago. It had to be about 20 years ago, maybe. But as far as dog goes, dog is a different story on a baseball field, but Francesca could play baseball, too.
Yep.
I'll give you this situation on Pete. This is my take. You know, take it for what it's worth. There's something that the Mets don't take to with this guy. There's something surprisingly off with this guy, I think, that the Mets see that we don't see. You know, behind the scenes, whether it's happening in the clubhouse, it's happening, maybe it's his shape, maybe it's his, you know, the modern-day ball player does not necessarily appear as Alonso does, but you have to remember about baseball. There have been some misshapen baseball players that have been excellent baseball players. You have a guy that lumbering around that can't, you know, they're fat, whatever they're doing there, they can still play that game. And Pete's that guy. Pete is that guy. Every time somebody calls this radio station, guys, they have nothing but glowing they speak in glowing terms of this guy, and they love this guy. There's something that the Mets brass does not see that we obviously see.
Well, that's all that matters, what they think.
And thanks for the call, Ralph. But that's not necessarily true.
In terms of a contract.
No, I know, but he's saying that everybody speaks glowingly of him, and there's something that everybody sees that the brass don't. I also watch Pete Alonso. Like, he's not a great athlete.
No.
He's face planting all over the field. Like, if you want to paint the negative picture, it's very easy. He can't throw the baseball.
Nah, that's his biggest weakness. He cannot throw it all.
Belly flopping. Now, he's done a great, great job of improving his defense to where it's become more than serviceable. You mentioned the scoops before. Yep. He's the best at that. He was metrically, I think, the best at that a year ago.
He was.
He might still be. At the very least, he's one of the best at scooping the baseball at first base. However, his footwork's not very good. His glove is, I'd say, you know, outside of the scoops, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But his arm is way below average. He's not a great runner, obviously, but that's not what he's supposed to be. He's not supposed to be a great athlete. He's supposed to be a power hitter, and that is what he is great at. There is no knock, even in a down year, with Pete Alonso's power. The issue the last couple of years was, one, the significant dip in average to go from a 270 roughly hitter to a 217 hitter is a significant drop. And then the other thing would be last year, even though the power numbers were there, it wasn't the impact that he's had this year. With fewer home runs so far this year, he's had far greater impact with those home runs than he had in his 34 home runs a year ago.
Okay, so when you talk about the defense and some other stuff, I do like to just back it up a little bit. We know what our eyes tell us here. So in terms of base running value this year, he's in the 13th percentile. In terms of fielding run value, he's in the 35th percentile. In terms of arm strength, he's in the 6th percentile. In terms of range, he's in the 21 percentile. And in terms of sprint speed, he's in the 11 percentile. So if this was 1980-something, I mean, Pete would have had a 6-7-year deal. He's going to retire a Met.
Right.
The game's gotten quicker, which means the analysis of the game has expanded. It's become much more intelligent. The ability to quantify not only strengths, but weaknesses. And Pete has some very discernible weaknesses. His greatest strength is prolific all-time power. Is that enough to keep him here for 15 years? I don't think it is, based on what the Mets have basically told us without telling us, meaning contract negotiations. But, I mean, could anything change? Sure. I don't think it will.
Ralph is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Ralph?
Ralph, what's going on, buddy?
All right, Ralph is not there. Maurice is calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. What's up, Maurice?
Hey, glad to hear your guests again. Always calling back. So just on Pete Alonso itself, man, I was just looking up his stats. His availability is always there. He's 96% 2019. He's third in home runs, first in RBIs. I think the only caveat is that what is Scott Boras going to do? Is Pete going to lead the negotiation or Boras is? And Boras is going to have to, I think he's got
his agent. What do you mean? You don't hire an agent to then all of a sudden you lead the negotiations. His agent's going to be doing it.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that Boras is going to make sure that he gets back if he didn't get what he wanted. And, you know, Boras, he's always going for that money. That's why I think Pete might just take the money and run.
Right, but there was no money to be found, Maurice, and thank you for the call elsewhere. That's the question here. They were going to do the same thing a year ago. Now, should it be easier, theoretically, coming off a better year for Pete? He's a year older.
That could neutralize the uptick in average.
But he's had a better year.
Yeah.
And by the way, Pete didn't get an awful deal according to what the market was saying. Like, he could value himself a certain thing. We kind of went with the market was going to be last year. He still was the highest paid first baseman in the league on the AAV.
Mm-hmm.
He might still be able to get that, but he's not going to get that for 5-6 years.
There's no way.
Okay, so that's the thing. So what's going to change? Boras is still the agent. If Pete wants to be here and they want to continue to play on deals like this, I think the Mets would be fine with that. The question is going to become, if there is one team that says, we'll commit to you 4 years, $35 million a year,
yep,
or 5 years, $30 million a year, whatever that is, would the Mets be willing to match that? I believe they will, with Steve Cohen trumping David Stern's thoughts on it.
I would think, I don't know this for sure, I would think the impending impasse that's staring at us from a baseball lockout or strike perspective, I don't know how that's going to impact the, I mean, it's not going to be good, that's obvious, but I would think that that would rule out some teams who might be like, all right, maybe we do give Pete X, Y, and Z. I think anybody that's going to be in play for Pete is going to just be a big boy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, top five, top six payrolls. I don't see somebody coming out of the weeds and doing, because there's just a lot of financial calculations that you need to use. And it's very hard to do because baseball is going to be broken in 2 years.
So Alonso's going to opt out, because if he did opt in, he would get himself $24 million just for next year.
Correct.
So he's starting with that baseline of opt out, and I'm going to get more than the $24
million. 100%.
But the question is going to be how, like, I would think he wants more guaranteed on the back end than another prove it deal, especially as you get older. So he's going to be looking for at least 3 years minimum, $30 million a year. And I like, that's not a lot, I don't think, to ask.
I wouldn't crush the Mets if it's three years, 90 million.
Okay,
no.
So say 3 years, 100 or whatever. Like, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. I just think, like, when we start talking about 500 home runs, you know, he's not going to hit 100 home runs the rest of the year.
I know.
Like, that's where we got to get some separation from the reality of where he is statistically.
He said he wants to play till 40.
Oh, that's for him. That appears to me to be physically very unlikely.
But why not? Why can't he just be a DH that's going to hit home runs?
What is he going to look like when he's 40?
I think the same, probably.
I don't think. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't think he's going to age well at all.
All right, but even if he, like, forget about, you're just talking about getting up in the batter's box and hitting. Like, Giancarlo Stanton, we could have looked at his body years ago and said, well, how's this guy going to age? He looks like a Greek specimen, Greek god, physical specimen.
Yeah.
And yet he can't play. And give him credit, by the way, for playing the outfield.
He's playing great right now, by the way.
Saying, broken down body, he can never stay healthy.
Yeah.
All right, so, but he's a DH that's going to hit with power. I don't think. First of all, I don't like Pete playing first base now, let alone 3, 5, 10 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't believe that he's going to decline that much to where he can't be a 20 or so home run guy at age 37, 38.
That seems too deep into his 30s for me. Okay. I could be wrong. I mean, honestly, none of us know the answer. I could be wrong. If I'm Stearns, There's no way in hell I'm signing up for that. You know, the one thing, and again, I don't know how this impacted last February 12th, the offer, the done deal, boom. Like, there was a lot of, come on, he's on the precipice of becoming the all-time Mets home run leader. How are you going to let this guy walk? Well, now he is. Now, maybe that makes it even more like, well, now you're going to let him walk? But, again, 500 home runs is a long ways away. So there's, I don't think there's any contract presentation, if there is, and there will be something, from the Mets to him, that's going to even give him a chance to get to 500. So no matter what, we're back at this spot at some point again, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're talking about specifically 500, maybe. I do think, though, the time to cut ties with Alonso would have been last year. As difficult as it was after the postseason, it was only the postseason, a few home runs in the postseason, that changed the entire thought process. That would have been easier to me for Cohen and Stearns to rip the Band-Aid off and say, we're going to move on. Plus, you had Vientos in waiting, or the idea of Vlad Guerrero Jr. Like, it was easier to me to accept from a Met fan perspective that they could have moved on and understand it last year. I cannot now understand that, especially after, you know, the homegrown stuff and the record last night and the year that he's had more in particular.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.